Hi, lovely. Happy Tuesday. I hope you've had a good start to the day and the kids have behaved, if you have them. Today, I just wanted to share some insights that I had from a conversation that I had last week with a really lovely lady. And we've had such a similar path. We've had shops, we've had staff that have just, we like vow never to go back there. Like it's just, it was really interesting to talk with someone who basically has lived a mirror of your life. And one of the things I said at the end, and she completely resonated, was that I didn't understand why I struggled so much with social media. And that I'll have an inbox full of messages from people that, you know, I adore and people that I want to meet up with. And yet I'll stare at that inbox and I physically cannot respond. So I'm aware they're there and days will go by and I physically cannot bring myself to do a quick message and send, which is seconds, isn't it? Seconds. You know, I might do my emails, you know, I'm quite regular at that. I try and clear down every day. But with Messenger and Facebook, and the thing with Facebook, if I get tagged in something or someone replies to a post that I've done, I almost hide from it. Like physically, I hide from it. Like I pretend it hasn't happened. It's just a really weird trait. And I sort of said I didn't really understand what that's about. Like, why do I make such a big thing? And what sort of we realized was that the thing with social media is, as lovely as it is, it is so fast paced. Like, you have to keep checking it, because if you don't see something, it's down your feed and you've missed it by the afternoon. And every time you look, there's something different to see, and you can never really find the thing that you saw when you looked a couple of hours ago. So you feel that you've got to be on there all the time. Well, that's their plan. The algorithm, which is the software, is designed in such a way that it keeps you feeling like you've got FOMO, which is fear of missing out. Like, you've got to be there all the time, otherwise you're going to miss it. And almost it's our responsibility to keep up. Now, because it's so fast paced, with say with Messenger, if I don't respond to something, it is down, right down my list by the afternoon. I don't even get that many messages, so it feels like I've got to keep clearing, otherwise I never get through them. And then I carry around this guilt all day, like, oh, I haven't replied to that person. And sometimes it's like so awkward, because like days or worse weeks have gone by and I'm like, why haven't I replied? Now it's really awkward. I forever having to say, oh, really sorry for the delay. Like, that is my default thing, and it's not on purpose. And so what we realized was, because of the fast pacedness, see, my energy, my life purpose is to be free. I'm finding freedom. I'm creating freedom in my life. Now, I don't want something in my life that makes me feel that I have to be chained to it in order to, you know, keep up. And that on Messenger, like, because it's so instant, so if I reply, I might get an instant reply back, and you could be stuck there doing ping pong messages all day long. And so my very core need, like my value system, is completely against that of social media. And I know that on many other levels, like it's something I struggle with. I don't agree with it in terms of what it's done to our mental health and how it's affecting the young, like the younger people that are coming through. Like it fundamentally is disastrous. Having said that, it can be good for business, obviously. So it just made me realise that it's okay not to keep up, and I need to learn and find a way to use social media and Messenger in a way that I don't have the guilt, I don't carry around that, oh, I should reply. But I think, as with everything, it starts with an awareness. So now I'm aware that it's the speed at which social media and Messenger seem to go through that is completely against my value system, my needs, my DNA, I guess. Like, I need to be slow. I have a slow energy, in that I want peace. I want to sit here. I want to meditate. I want to sort of, I don't want to feel busy. I don't want to feel stressed. I don't want to feel like I'm catching my tail all the time. I want to feel like I'm in control, and that I'm here, and that I'm at peace, and that everything is good with the world. And so I need to find, like I say, a way of using it. Now, what I have been doing is, once a week, or when I remember, I'll go in and I'll clear it down. So I archive any old messages where there's nothing left for me to do. and I reply to anything that is, and then I'll archive it. So it's almost like I get my, like I like my emails, I like to get my emails down to zero, my inbox. So I've been trying to do that with Messenger. Now, the thing is it fills up so quickly, I don't understand it. But maybe I just need to log in once a week and check there. I don't know. Now, I could say for people to text me, but that, again, I've never been a texter. The same sort of thing, it's that instantness, it's that small little message. I much prefer emails, or what I really prefer, and which I'm trying to do it with the ladies that I work with, are voice notes. You know, and I love getting voice notes back from them, and I'll send voice notes, and it just feels a little bit more personal, like you're a little bit more connected. So yeah, I thought I would share that in case you struggle too, because I know a lot of the people that I talk to struggle with it as well. And it's this thing that's been forced upon us by society, that because everyone embraces it, we should embrace it. And I know there are a lot of people that don't use it and don't even have accounts, which I completely salute. But at the same time, if you're in business, it becomes very, very hard. Saying that, I think that is going to be one of my goals next year, is to look at moving my business away from the platform and finding a way of keeping up with everybody outside of that. I don't know. Or I find a way just to use it without any meaning, but any, you know, connotation of, you know, like any guilt or anything like that. Like, just, it's there, I can use it when I want to, and there's no worries when I don't. Rather than, I think what it seems to do to us is it makes us feel guilt all the time, like that we don't have enough to feel guilty about. It's like we feel guilty that we haven't caught up with someone, or we haven't replied to something, and so we're just feeling all the time all this angst because we're always behind. But the thing with social media is we're always going to be behind, like always. Even if you're on there all day, every day, you cannot keep up with everything that's posted. So you're always going to be behind. So you've just got to trust that you see what you need to see when you see it, you know, and actually just take a step back and realize it's not your responsibility to keep up with this platform. You'll find what you see when you see it for a reason, and everything else can pass you by. And there's a great phrase that I've seen recently is JOMO, the joy of missing out. And it's really embracing that. You don't have to see everything. You don't have to know everything. It's all there for you when you need to know it, if you ever need to know it. And actually claiming back some of that time and that mental headspace to just be in the moment and really ask yourself inside, what do I need right now? What do I need to know right now? So I hope that helps. Sending you loads and loads of love. Have an amazing day, and I shall speak to you very, very soon. Bye for now.